The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back to Who's Talking, and that was Bill Leverty jamming on his guitar there. A good friend of mine from childhood days, and recently he got some good press in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, how to make it as a modern-day musician in the business world. All right, so last week, Hobbo, a lot of things happened. Number one, our good friend, superstar Joe Harris, who helped lead the Wahoos to their second ACC tournament championship ever, got traded. So I am no longer a fan of the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron, whatever. Joe Harris is now with the Orlando Magic, and we hopefully Joe's foot will heal up quickly, so he will get to play again soon and ring up a lot of points for the Magic. All right,
and Norman Nolan. Norman Nolan, the ACC legend.
And what does that mean, Hobbo? ACC legend.
Every year for a number of years now, the ACC has selected a former player from each of the 15 schools to honor at halftime of in between the semifinal games, which
yes.
This year will be on Friday.
At the Verizon Center.
So Storman Norman Nolan, who I was honored to broadcast a number of his games. I'd have to think back. I probably had Norman on the team for a couple of years when I first started doing the games back in the 90s. But a terrific guy, a big, strong guy, great rebounder, had some offensive
skills.
Could
run the floor.
So certainly he is worthy of that recognition as the Virginia legend this year at the ACC tournament.
And Storman Norman Nolan averaged 21 points per game his senior year, ranked as the highest scoring average by a Cavalier since Jeff Lamp, my classmate. So I tip my hat to Storman Norman, who was a guest on our show last year or the year before.
So we'll hope to maybe have him as a guest.
Again. Return visit.
When we do our tournament specials from Washington in March.
Very good. All right. Quick teaser, please put it down on your calendar. On February 22nd, that Monday night, Who's Talking will do a live remote over at Friday's Glenside and Broad, and we are working on the guests to be there with us live for that show. The UVA Club of Richmond will be participating, and we'll have all kinds of door prizes. There should be a drawing that night for some special prizes. And we will have special guests on our show in the quick studio set up over there.
And the point is we'll do our normal show 6 to 7, and at 7 o'clock, the Who's tip off down in Coral Gables against the Miami Hurricanes.
So it'll be a game watch.
It'll be a game watch after the show is over, and a very difficult assignment for the Who's down there in
Coral Gables. Oh, the Who's are going to stomp the Hurricanes. They're a bunch of wimps. All right, last week in the ACC, Miami beat Duke, and Duke is now in a funk. There's no other way to put it. They're struggling. Florida State won two games to beat Boston College and Clemson. I think some people were shocked that the Wolfpack beat Miami. The Hokies lost to Louisville and Pitt, and they're in a little death spiral. I think they've lost four or five games in a row.
Four at the moment.
UNC is at Louisville tonight. That's a big game coming up at 7 o'clock.
Starting momentarily.
And then NC State is at Florida State at 9 tonight. So these are two good games.
Maybe. Florida State, I think, will take care of the Wolfpack. But I really do think Louisville has a great chance to win tonight. And if they do beat Carolina, and this weekend Carolina has to go to Notre Dame, so Carolina has two really, really difficult road games this week. If the Tar Heels were to lose a couple, then Virginia and others that have three losses would be back in the hunt maybe for the ACC regular season title. But we'll see how that plays out.
We're going to reel them in, baby. All right. Duke is at Georgia Tech this week. Notre Dame at Miami. Boston College travels to play our beloved Wahoos on Wednesday night. I'll be there covering that game. Saturday is a jam day. UVA hosts Boston. Excuse me.
UVA to Pitt.
Travels to Pitt.
A noon tip.
Yep. NC State is at Duke, Clemson is at VPI, UNC is at Notre Dame, and then Miami is at Georgia Tech on Sunday, which is Super Bowl Sunday. Hobbo, and I'm predicting right now, even though we don't really cover the NFL, Carolina Panthers are going to win by 20. Write it down. They're going to crush the
Bronkos.
Write
that down, Derek. We'll pick that up next Monday. I'm not so sure I wouldn't take the Broncos plus 20. But at any rate, no, I agree with you. I think Carolina's probably the team to beat in that game. But Denver's defense is pretty good, and Peyton Manning, it would make a nice story if he were to win that second ring and ride off into the sunset.
Only way that happens is if his offensive line gets about three times better than they've been lately.
Well, the only way that happens probably is for Denver to win the turnover battle and give Peyton some short fields and an opportunity to score without having to drive.
Yeah, they're going to have to block. They're going to block a couple of punts or something.
But anyway,
I don't see it happen.
Back to basketball. I mean, I think this is another big week for the Hoos. Boston College is a team, quite frankly, that we should beat at home. Boston College is winless in the ACC. What, they're 7-14 overall, 0-8 in the ACC. So certainly if Virginia plays with the focus they did in Louisville, that could easily be a blowout game. The game at Pitt, I think, is a critical road game for the Hoos. Watching Pitt play Virginia Tech last night, Pitt's pretty good, and they're especially good at home, so that's going to be a real challenge.
But
back to the game a couple of years ago where Brogdon made the late shot to win it. That could happen again.
I don't think the Wahoos are worried about the Pitt Panthers. I think they can take them.
Well, Pitt, you know, I mean, it's
Pitt's good, but I just
I think the way we played against Louisville, we can beat everybody on the schedule the rest of the way. But still,
hey, I like that.
You have to go out and execute on the defensive end, and then next Tuesday night, I'd hate to say it's a get even game, but we owe the Hokies one. Next Tuesday night in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I think we're going to have them maybe have somebody run down the hallway in the middle of the night at the hotel in Charlottesville and wake them up in the middle of the night.
You know, but,
that's what I think.
If is a big word, but if Virginia's able to win the next three and get to 9-3, and if Carolina loses a couple, then all of a sudden game on in the ACC for that regular season title.
Oh, it's going to happen. And you shouldn't have poo-pooed NC State. Cat Barber makes them dangerous. They could win a game coming up here.
Tough to win in Tallahassee.
All right, some quick points. Merrill Shayok's wrist is definitely better. He's playing better. His dribbling is improving. But the thing I like is his shot is getting better, and we need that score from the wing and around the basket and the lane.
He had two breakaways at Louisville and didn't convert either one.
His dunking is suspicious.
At any rate. Thanks for listening tonight. We thank Dom Starshin, Chris Horn. Go Hoos on Wednesday night.
Plenty of time, Hobo.
Plenty of time.
We still got 20 seconds. All right, I'm going to handicap the game and say Wednesday night, Virginia wins in a runaway. And Boston College doesn't even get the ball past midcourt till 10 minutes into the game.
I think we clearly win by double digits. It's a game you got to take care of business.
Go Hoos.
And then the big one on Saturday against Pitt. Talk to you next Monday.
You've been listening to Hoos Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, LeMaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Hoos Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.